Well, box office hits and blockbusters appeal to the masses, but independent films often tell stories that are off the beaten path. The Indie Film Series just started in Lansing on Friday and will run until October 1st. Here to tell us more about it is Susan Woods. She's not only the founder of the Indie Film Series, but also the East Lansing Film Festival. And in all the spare time that she enjoys, she still sees fit to serve on the East Lansing City Council. So I don't know how you, the city council gig breaks up your whole day, it sounds like,
does.
Susan.
Oh, I tell you, those politics.
Welcome back to the
Thank
show.
Thank you.
You're a founder of the Film Festival, which is coming up in November, but you also started this indie film series happening now in Lansing. How did that get started? How far back does it go?
Just to correct you, it's not in Lansing, it's in Okemos.
I beg your pardon. It's at Studio C.
Studio C at the Meridian Mall. So essentially what it is that in 1998 we held the first film festival, and then the Odeon, which was our only art house theater, closed that summer, and I was thrown the gauntlet. So I picked it up and created the East Lansing Film Series, and then Celebration approached me, and we partnered, and then we moved to the brand new Studio C 2.5 years ago.
And what do you like about independent films?
Absolutely, I think that they're intelligent, they're creative, they are enthralling. You can have documentaries that are extremely informative, moving. Those are kinds of things that are done out of sheer intelligence and love and not for the bottom dollar.
You've selected 6 films for the series, which we'll hear about the first. How did you decide which ones to include?
Well, 3 of them I had seen at the Traverse City Film Festival.
Okay.
So, you know, and I knew that they were very good. One of them is for children and adults, and that's from the famous Japanese studio that does anime, and it's called When Marnie Was There. The studio Ghibli. So I always show that film. And then Infinitely Polar Bear was one that had done very well, as well as Testament of Youth, which is a British film, and it's sort of the Downton Abbey, and I know how popular Downton Abbey is in this area.
Well, you like one of the films so much, you're holding a discussion after one of the screenings. This is Clouds of Sils Maria.
Yes.
Do I have that right?
It's a terrible title.
Yeah. tell us just a little bit about this one.
Well, it stars Juliette Binoche and Kristen Stewart, who is a complete surprise in it, from the Twilight series. And it's essentially about an actress who is asked to reprise a role, but not as the ingenue, but as the older woman. And it involves so many different layers about celebrity, aging, acting, amazing, you know, what it takes for an actor to become their role. And mm-hmm. it's fascinating, and it's on so many levels. That's why I'm holding the discussion.
We have a clip of that one. Let's listen to a little bit. Juliette Binoche, who plays the actress, Kristen Stewart, who plays her assistant.
Do you want to christen a shopping mall in Nanking?
No.
An interview with an Italian magazine targeting active women, seduction after 40.
No.
But it's the cover.
No.
Clouds of Sils Maria. Who's participating in the discussion?
Well, the one who's naming all these ridiculous jobs that she could do is Kristen Stewart, her assistant. And then Juliette Binoche is the one who's laughing, just saying it's ridiculous. But it just shows what celebrity is. I mean, these people must get requests constantly.
It's like the American superstars who do commercials, but they only do them in Europe and Japan.
Exactly.
You hear about
mostly Japan. They pay phenomenal. I mean, Woody Allen did a commercial there because they paid him $3 million.
And this kind of explores that from the women's point of view.
Right.
The next clip we have is from a movie you alluded to a second ago, Infinitely Polar Bear. Let's hear the beginning of that trailer, and then you can tell us more about it.
Okay.
My father was diagnosed manic depressive in 1967. He'd been going around Cambridge in a fake beard. He met my mother there. She didn't care, so they got married, and they had me, and then my sister. We were happy. I know there's more to it than that. There always is.
Tell us more about this. This features a lead character played by
Mark Ruffalo.
Mark Ruffalo, who is bipolar in the
right.
movie, and his struggles.
And his struggles. Essentially, what it is that he's kicked out of the home, and then the wife, Zoe Saldana, is accepted to Wharton Business School. So she needs him to take care of the kids. So he moves back in, and they have incredibly funny, sad adventures throughout. But it really puts a face on a very, very serious disease that is affecting so many people.
We're speaking with Susan Woods, founder of the Indie Film Festival, and listening to some clips from some of her featured films. This next one is a documentary that sounds just too weird to be true. Really compelling idea. It's called The Wolf Pack. Tell us a little bit about The Wolf Pack.
Unbelievable. It is essentially what happened was that the director, Crystal Musselle, was walking down the East Village in New York and saw seven boys all dressed up in black suits, white shirts, and skinny ties and dark glasses and said, "I've never seen you in this neighborhood. I know this neighborhood by heart." And she found out that these were six boys that had never left their apartment except for maybe once a year. They had been hit. Their father believed that they had to be protected from society. Mm. And she gains their confidence. And their only outlet into the world were movies. And Quentin Tarantino was their favorite. And so they would reenact all the films. And we get to see what they do.
So they lived this extraordinarily sheltered life.
Right.
And then Quentin Tarantino, who blows a lot of people's minds for people who get out in the world,
right.
They get exposed to his movies. Let's listen to the beginning of the trailer for The Wolf Pack.
My parents didn't encourage us to communicate with society, so we were kind of shut off. Always lived in this apartment.
In the summer, there was more chance of us getting out. Sometimes we go out once a year.
This is like 3D, man.
It's very fresh out here.
And at one particular year, we never got out at all.
So the Wolf Pack, it's almost like, where's the title come from? Is this like kids being raised by wolves or what?
Oh,
okay.
Yeah,
okay.
That's what it is. And let me tell you, the mama wolf is the reason why they're such incredibly wonderful human beings. And you'll see that in this movie. It is... I just sat there with my jaw open. Mm. I could not believe that this was happening.
Sounds extraordinary. The film series is currently underway. It'll run until October 1st. Susan, where can we go to see the films? It's Studio C. Oakland.
Studio C, right behind the Meridian Mall. It's the state-of-the-art theater. You can have food. You can have drink. And it runs... The times are different every day, so you have to really, we'll have programs available, and if you go to susanw.woods@gmail.com and request a brochure, I will mail one to you.
susanw.woods@gmail.com.
Sorry about that.
Email Susan and you will get more in return.
Yes.
Very good. We've been speaking with Indie Film Series founder Susan Woods. Susan, thank you for joining us.
Well, thank you,
Mark.
Have
a successful festival.
Oh, thank you.